property registry for the week of September the 12th. I am in the office this week, but have a number of meetings. If you'd like to leave a message, please wait for the beep. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. After recording, you may hang up or press pound. For more options, to reach the operator, press 0.
Hello, Nancy. My name is Marlene McGarry. I'm calling from outside of Vancouver, British Columbia. This morning there was a hearing for an uncontested matter whereby my brother was applying to have, have my father's, actually is contesting the motion to set aside a county claim with respect to the sale of land and with respect to my father, it's Queen's Bench C10801574-15, Bouchard versus Bouchard. My father's lawyer had withdrew from the case on Thursday or Friday, and we faxed in a request to have it go to an uncontested matter, I guess, and to allow time for a new counsel. I'm a power of attorney for my father, and the situation is that this has been ongoing for 5-6 years. Involved in this as well is Linda Staub, who had drafted discharges so that my father would lose rights to his life estate and to the unpaid amounts due to him by my brother, who my father carried the mortgage with respect to the land that he sold my brother. In any case, I spoke to Greg in Portage la Prairie. I'm awaiting the outcome of what happened this morning in court. We were to have someone represent my dad, but she fell ill at the last minute, so I faxed in instructions. So in any case, we're challenging the fact that if they were able to get an order to remove one of the caveats, we're definitely contesting it. My father was diagnosed last summer here in British Columbia, where he's been living with me for the last 2.5 years, with the start of Alzheimer's. And also, his lawyer, Winston Smith, is very well aware that my dad has in the past been drugged by these individuals, and that there's undue influence for him to forfeit his rights to his home, where he's lived for 50 years, and to monies due to him. There's also been two protection orders issued in Dad's favor against Andy Bouchard, Linda Staub, and Claire Demery in October of 2009 and again in February 2011. I suspect, and I'm having the police investigate, and I'm also going to the newspaper as well with respect to this matter, but this has been ongoing for too long, and I believe that all three parties, Linda Staub, Andy Bouchard, and Claire Demery, have been in contact with my dad against and breached the no contact orders. So the PLO, as you call it, is 112240 and 2241. By no means do I want this removed, because there'll be an investigation as to what is going on. And if you want to get back to me, I would appreciate it. I'll also send you something by FedEx tomorrow. And my number here is 604-272-5645. I'll also be getting hold of Barry, and I believe there's another individual that I can also get hold of with respect to this. But in any case, none of the caveats are to come off, because I'll be challenging it as power of attorney, and the fact that the public trustee is trying to assess my father, and he's been put in hiding by these three parties in Manitoba. So just to alert you to the fact that this is going on, and not to remove any of the caveats. If you would give me a call, I would appreciate it. Thank you.